Where did it start? How did it begin? Could my transformation be similar to his? The journey and the destination, becoming complete. I too will become. Remembrance and study. To love the study means to love the one. Wherever we looked, we only saw study, remembrance, and him. His example became our way. Study and remembrance. And now we welcome Brother Warren to play the mystical sounds of the didgeridoo from Australia. And as he plays, you can move into silence. And when he finishes playing, just hold a minute of silence and be with Baba beyond. Yes, a big round of applause for Brother Warren from Australia. And a wonderful, warm welcome to all of Baba's very, very, very lucky, very fortunate children to be sitting in his home at this time. Don't you feel lucky? Where else would we want to be? As the world is going more and more into chaos, we sit here connected to one, becoming Bab Saman, so protected. So we are so happy to be together here. There are only about 250 of us in Gyan Sarovar and another 80 in Pandav Bhavan, and maybe a few more on the way. So put your hand on your heart. Thank you, Baba. Really, thank you, Baba, for being here.
So our next welcome event is a spectacular dance on behalf of the Russian family, who will be welcoming you as well. But before that, can I ask, who is here in Baba's home for the first time? Can you put your hand up? Is there anyone here as a first timer? Oh, wow. So doubly, triply lucky, and a double, triple welcome to you all. And we will be having the usual ceremonies for you and acknowledging you as your first time here in Baba's home. So if you need any support, any help, you know you can always ask for it. So please welcome the Russian family's dance and song. Thank you.
Pyare baba, mite mite baba. Pyare baba, mite mite baba. Tumhari murli khame lage bari. Pyare pyare, ho chamatakari. Chamatakari, chamatakari, chamatakari. Chamatakari. Pyare baba, mite mite baba. Pyare baba, mite mite baba. Tumhari murli khame lage bari. Pyare pyare, ho chamatakari. Chamatakari, 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 chamatakari. Tum hara hara bol, bar hai anmol. Tum hare vani hai asmani. Tum hara hara bol, bar hai anmol. Tum hare vani hai asmani. Tum hara hara chintan. Tum hara hara chintan, gyan ka vivecham, barahe manju manuhari, ho manuhari. Pyare baba, mite mite baba. Pyare baba, mite mite baba. Tum hari murli hame lage bari. Pyare pyare, o chamatakari. Chamatakari, 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 chamatakari.
Om Shanti. So at the very least, another brilliant round of applause for the very beautiful and magnificent dance presented by the Russian group. An inspiration for us to watch in that brilliant colors, creating an image of the golden age for all of us. The Russians are always very special to us, divine members of our family. And so for the three sisters who presented today, we want to thank them so much for bringing that splendor to our reception today. This welcome is for all of you. I speak today on behalf of the Double Foreign Programming Group. We are about 12 people primarily, and we begin our plan for the season immediately after the last season ends. We had a face-to-face meeting in July in Peace Village. We spent a week trying to understand what the needs of the family are and where we need to be. We have the support of the RCs. They are with us around the clock. And altogether, it's quite a big planning group, and we spend a lot of time trying to understand what will work best. We thought that the theme, Bab Saman, the journey and the destination, is what we chose for this season. As you saw in the video, we felt that Father Brahma is the best example for us. The hopes of Baba for all of us is to become Bab Saman. And so Bab Saman is our destination. And how do we get there? Brahma Baba is the one who got there first. And by looking at him, in the video we saw study, the practice, solitude, yoga, soul consciousness. It is what he did. And so these methods are our destination. And so as we start this special pilgrimage of ours, from today officially until we reach about the 26th or the 28th of March, we invite you to take this journey with us. From the signals we got from the RCs, there were a few other things they wanted to prepare us. They were concerned that the areas of mental health and disasters, we are seeing an increased incidence of these things in the family worldwide. And therefore, we have created some programs to address these issues. And I request you that when these programs come up, even if you have no mental health issues, as I am sure none of you have any mental health issues, but they are coming up in the family. And we would like us as a family to be prepared so that we can build capacity within ourselves to deal with issues of mental health and disasters and other related topics. So we ask you to participate, to attend these programs, and to understand how we can respond as a family to these things as they come up in the future. There are additionally several other retreats, some of which will run concurrently, and the purpose of these is to give you a more focused attention. When we come to our retreat here in Madhuban, we are a mixed group. Some are older, mature BKs who create their own programming, who choose what they want to attend, and who make a program for themselves. Some, we are younger in the BK world, and it is very useful for us, beneficial for us, to attend all the programs as they occur. This, we sometimes call it as the Madhuban routine, is what helps us create our stage. It what takes us forward in our journey. The small retreats that we have created is for this to be more focused, those who really want to give everything for a short time, for a few days or a few hours at a time, to have closer interaction with the presenters and to really get more serious about the journey. So these smaller retreats are there, several of them. Together with that, we are also planning many classes for you. Sister Sona, she has consented to put up a copy of the whole plan on the notice board in the global office, so you can get an idea of what is upcoming. In those talks that will be given by our seniors, many topics will be covered. But if you have any special topic, if you have any special question in your mind, if you have any special concern that you want addressed, then please inform us. You can do that through your teacher, or you can put your questions, submit your questions at the global office, and we will try our best to have all of them answered. In Gansarova, you must be aware there are hundreds of staff here, and whenever we plan any event, all of the staff get involved to ensure that the event happens successfully. When we plan such an event, and if only half of us turn up, it concerns us a bit about using the resources we have here in a worthwhile way. So we urge you to attend all the programs and also to do so on time, so that the staff who is supporting the programs will understand that we are making use of their services, which they give so selflessly to us, that we are using it properly. You must know that we had 700 of us registered, and as Sister Sona said, we are about 300. So we feel very fortunate to be here. At the same time, we want to remember the rest, the other 300 or so, some of whom were on their way and were stopped in countries that was along their path. This happened, of course, when India announced that they were going to stop allowing foreigners from any country to enter here on a certain date. And so some of our family members got stopped in between countries. Some never left their homes. They had to change their plans. So we want to remember them today, and we want to give a special wave to them to know that although they are not here, we consider them part of this program. Health, a major issue for us. Didi spoke a lot about that, so I would assume that all of us are very well aware of the issue. But in addition to that, I want to mention that while we have a lot of programming, rest is also an important thing. And so you should get enough rest, because in order to have good yoga, good meditation, and good spiritual experiences, rest is required so that your concentration can be good. Yoga, study, Amritvela, solitude, silence, these are all the things we want to emphasize. We would like you to achieve what Baba's hopes for you are. We hope that you would take back when you leave Madhuban the routine of Madhuban, that your stay here will be successful, that you will focus, you will participate, and you will achieve. And we want to wish you a wonderful pilgrimage. Om Shanti.
So now I'd like to invite Dr. Nirmala and Santosh Didi to come on stage. And it would be really nice to acknowledge everybody who is in the room, just so that we know who made it here and from where. So can I ask each region to stand up one by one? So firstly, who is here from Australia, New Zealand? Could you stand up, please? Wonderful. Thank you. And from the Americas, the other side of the world, who made it to Baba's home from North and South America? And the Caribbean as well. So I can see some from America, from Canada, Caribbean. Wonderful. Colombia, great. And is there anyone here from Europe? Okay, we do have a few. The lucky ones. Wonderful. UK. Great. And has anyone come from the African continent? Anyone here from Africa? Yes, okay, just three at the back. Great. And I know there's a very big group from Russia and all the Russian connected countries. Could we have them stand up, please? Wonderful. And the last region is there anyone here from Asia? Could anyone come from Asia at all? Yes, okay, a few. It's a Sri Lankan group. Good. Well, all are so welcome. Welcome into Baba's canopy of protection, Baba's home. And just for Didi and Santosh Ben, those who are here for the first time, once again, if you could stand up, and we'd like to give you a very big welcome to Baba's home. The first timers. Oh, first timers. Those who are here for the first time in Baba's home.
They are not first timers. Priya Khali Madhubane. Niyat na?
Stay standing, those who are first timers. Okay.
Peerviraj. Bonfire.
Great, okay. So about 15, 16 first-timers.
Yeah.
Warm welcome. So now I'd like to invite Santosh Didi, who is here from Russia, to share a few words of welcome to Baba's home and also on the theme of this season, which is becoming Bab Saman. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So first of all, I think that at least teachers who are centervasis teachers, they can come and occupy first seat. This session nobody is going to come, so you can all come. Centervasi teachers can come and sit here. And those who are sitting behind at the back, if you don't need this earphone, you can also come in the front rows. Come quickly, otherwise your faces are not visible, so we cannot enjoy your beautiful presence. Come closer. This is heart-to-heart meeting session. So as sister was asking from which places we are, so we can speak about different continents, but certainly there is a place, common place, from where we all belong to. What is that common place? Paramdham. Yes, so who is from Paramdham? There is no need to raise hand because we all are from Paramdham. And in Paramdham, most precious thing is our Baba. Confluence ages because Baba is. Madhuban is because Baba is. Brahman family is because Baba is. Isn't it? And the service in the world is happening because Baba is. So when everything revolves around God's presence, Baba's presence in our life, how much it is important that our most of the time, energy and attention stays connected to one Baba. So Madhuban is the only place on this earth which can inspire us and do everything to keep us close to Baba. That is why we all get pulled to Madhuban. And this time it is wonder, although the conditions in the world were quite different, not so favorable for traveling or allowing us to be here, but we are all here. So this is victory. So big claps for each other. Yeah? And I think it will be very good for many to know that in Russian language, Corona means crown. So Baba has given us crown, means Corona, as soon as we took birth. So we are all sitting with Corona on our head. So we are not afraid of any other Corona. We are crowned children of Baba, victorious children. And we know that Baba loves us, and at the same time He loves all His children. And the time of coming, returning back to Paramdham is coming closer. So He has to make His other children also pure. No soul can return home without becoming pure. We know Baba, we listen Murli, and Murli works like detergent. Every morning, sitting in the class, there is cleansing. Baba saves us, and we feel that yesterday, this much of waste was cleaned. This much unpleasant finished. But what about Laukik people, worldly people, those who do not know Baba, how they are going to be cleaned? They don't know Murli. So some or other scenes in drama are created. They are fixed in drama through which these Baba's children, God's children, will be cleaned. Baba used to say that cinema is the mother of sin. Who remembers it? Cinema is mother of sin. So now, even if for 1 month cinema theatre will be closed, can you imagine how much? Although people can see cinema in their own mobiles and all things, but anyway, such public places. So if you start thinking that whatever is happening around us is now to help those souls who were hardly remembering God or thinking of something above material, the time has come to make them think about these things. Sit down and think about these things. These all 7 or 10 days, no matter what kind of messages, news or mails people are reading, forwarding, sending to each other, they are suggesting variety of solutions, variety of commentaries, but in no mail you will find the suggestion, forget everything, remember one God. Just think of God. Yes? So it means still more mountains of sorrow are to come in front of the humanity. Even this is not sufficient for them to realize that yes, ultimately God can save us. Even now they are thinking of variety solutions. This is what is human intellect. They can keep on adjusting, adjusting, adjusting. So, but when the extreme of this adjustment will come, then they will say, yes, God, only now you can save us. And that will happen if we all will be focused on one Baba. So I think that if we are here, luckiest among those who were supposed to be here, but we could reach, managed to reach here. So we are here to create this atmosphere. Baba, you have given us everything. You have made our fortune. And now we are in your home, the place which is real lighthouse and mighthouse, to create the vibrations that God loves you. Think of Him and He is there for you on the earth, and you are so busy. And now once everything is closed, at least sit down and think of God. Yes, we cannot give lecture from here, but at least we can create these thoughts. We can spread them in the atmosphere. Isn't it? So this is what we are going to do in next 10 or 12 or 15 days, especially when today International Meditation is there. And Baba, He is not only our Father and Teacher, but He is Father and Teacher of humanity, and His ways of teaching are unique. So He has done everything to make us sample, moving samples. So I remember that when we were coming 2 days ago from Russia, checking of body temperature was, testing was taking place, and many, they didn't even know this is going to happen, so many were very happy, something new happening, so they were saying, as soon as thermometer comes, they say Om Shanti. So they never heard so many Om Shanti at the airport. So who can smile and say Om Shanti amidst this atmosphere? Only Baba's children who are fully satisfied and assured about their life. We have conquered that fear which is called, oh, we may die or something will happen to us, but we know our body is valuable, so we take complete care of the body, but we are not afraid. So we can say to these people, Om Shanti, at the time of turmoil. So Baba is world server, and our service lies in staying as example of lighthouse, as well as house of peace and house of power. For a long time, I had the vision that many Baba's children from the world, they come, they are so busy in workshops, seminars, this or that. But when they will be able to do some yakki service here in Madhuban in Gyan Sarovar, and now I think we are free to do that. We can go and do as much as service in the kitchen. We can go and do as much service in the dining. Yes? Even we can clean our rooms. So enough time. So make use of this and coming close to Baba, Baba's task will be very easy. He is just one thought distant, and that thought is love. Baba, I love you, so I am yours, I am for you. That is what was today's teaching for all of us, that being loveful, being cooperative, and being powerful. Not just limited to my feeling that, yes, Baba, you know I love you, no. That should be visible in the form of cooperation. How much this love is inspiring you to cooperate in God's task. And how much you are able to stand all difficulties and obstacles in a powerful way and continue to remain loveful and cooperative. It's not that some problem came and difficulty came and you just had a doubt, oh, I don't know, Baba loves me or not. Something happened and there was no matching of sanskars. And you immediately decided, I will do service, but not with this person. I will definitely move ahead, but avoiding this or that thing. So this is not being powerful. So loveful, and cooperative, and powerful. So if this group can return from Madhuban getting these three gifts in visible form, although they are more or less, they are being used, these qualities, specialities, but in visible form, I think Baba would be able to open new chapter of services in the places from where you all have come. So with this, I say, enjoy this time and let this time become the time for complete transformation in the self. Not just some superficial layer, but real transformation which can make me a true Brahma Kumari. Brahma Kumari who is completely committed to Brahman life, Brahma Baba's life, Brahma Baba's nature, Brahma Baba's behavior, Brahma Baba's aim and object, Father's aim and object. So with this, best wishes and hearty greetings, especially to those who are here for the first time. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Welcome to Madhuban. Though you might have been here for 3-4 days, but this is official welcome. So Baba has brought to this land of honey, land of tapasya, land of transformation. And right from beginning, all of us had the aim to become perfect Bapsama. So that aim should not be forgotten. All the time one should have that aim, I must become all virtuous, completely wiseless, 16 celestial degrees complete. The basis of everything is soul consciousness. Now, from soul consciousness, we had to be bodiless, incorporeal. So as we progress further, we had to be just a dot, remembering dot. And the aim should be Karma Yogi, being in Baba's remembrance all the time. Egoless, the balance Brahma Baba had is being egoless, as well as intoxication. He had all the time intoxication that tomorrow I am going to become Sri Krishna or Narayan. And today I am a special child of Baba. Because recently Baba was talking about being a special, and today also Baba was talking about use your speciality. And our speciality is being loving, easy yogi, cooperative and powerful. So just as Baba, as soon as he came, he surrendered everything, body, mind, wealth, time, energy, for unlimited service. Same way, we have to see that we surrender everything and become trustee. Trustee of our own wealth. Then what Baba did was, he was loving as well as lawful. Balance of being loveful, lawful. Balance of sweet and strict. He was very sweet, but strict in discipline. He was so loveful that everybody used to feel, Baba loves me most. Though Baba knew each and everyone, and within 5 minutes of meeting, he would know the past, present, future of that soul. But still, he expressed love. Respect, care for each and everyone. Also, he had balance of economy and generosity. So very economical. And especially in the time of beggary, all the dadis and dadas, they would try to bargain everything, get everything at the cost price, something at free, and on the other hand, Baba was generous. And still, as you see, whenever you come, you have choice of gift. Yajna doesn't ask, did you put money in Baba's box or not? But everybody has choice. Or in Shantivan, there may be 15,000, 20,000, everybody gets the similar gift. Whether they are rich or poor, they get similar. So generous. And whenever Baba used to see that somebody is not having enough woolen clothes in winter, laborers, etc., he would immediately ask Dadi Lachu, who was his Brahmani, to provide woolen clothes to them. And even now, Yajna distributes blankets to each and every laborer. So the thing is, Baba started such an administration management system. Dadi Prakashmani carried on, and we also carry on the same thing. And many people, when they come here, they say, did you learn management skill in some school? We have never seen such management in any other conferences. Everything done accurately, no tension, no hustle bustle. Especially in 83 when we started international conference. We didn't have accommodation for our guest. So every guest was staying in different hotel. Everybody would get food at the same time. 2,000-3,000 delegates getting food at the same time. and within 10 minutes of coming in dining area. They said, even in hotel, sometimes we have to wait for half an hour before we are served. And here, 3,000 people are getting food at the same time, same food. And that's what you can see, that Baba started such a discipline and management system that people are really surprised. So the thing is, Brahma Baba, he was tireless server. At the age of 93 also, busy from morning Amrit Vela till 10 o'clock. Meeting people, talking to people, writing letters, reading letters, and never said I'm tired. Never got angry, upset about anything. So he was jnani, yogi, dharana yukt, serviceable, because right from beginning he had the vision that all these foreigners will come, and he used to invoke foreigners. There will be queue from Abu Road to Mount Abu. He used to know that there will be so many people. And as you know, during Baba's meeting, usually there are 20,000 people. So the thing is, Baba was a very good leader, very good father, teacher, never missed giving class, and also coming at the right time. And he wanted all students to come in class before teacher comes. He says, student should be there in the class before teacher comes. And so, his discipline helped all students also to be disciplined. So our aim should be now, like Brahma Baba, be introvert, check ourselves, and change ourselves. Don't give excuses that because of this or that I'm not able to do it.
कलयुग का अंत अब आया है। विकराल विनाश खड़ा आगे सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना
ओम शांति He had balance of being loving and totally detached. And though he was having his Laukik wife, children, daughter-in-law around him, he loved them and others equally. And when he became avyakt, Baba gave the crown of responsibility to Dadi Prakashmani and Didi Manmohini, who were not blood relation to him, though Dadi Brijendra, Dadi Nirmal Shanta, his Laukik daughter and daughter-in-law, were all around and very powerful, but most powerful were Didi and Dadi Prakashmani, so he gave them responsibility. So that way we could see how much detached he was and how much he had selected the instruments that after he being avyakt, Dadi and Didi expanded Baba's service in so many countries. So the thing is, it's time to make intense effort. Because those who are come for here for first time, they won't say, okay, it's all right if I become Ram Sita or I come in Silver Age or later in Silver Age. No, everybody wants to be world sovereign. So the effort should be accordingly, service should be accordingly, and not give any excuses. Om Shanti. Now, one announcement I have to make. Somebody had forgotten the sunglasses in my room on day before yesterday, 13th. So, if it belongs to anyone, when you come up to take holy blessings, please pick it up. Another thing is, in spirit of care retreat, they had given some morally extracts about how to care yourself. So those from different countries, I got only 15-20, so those who are from different country instruments, they can pick it up. Russians I have given to Sister Santosh, so this she will distribute. The rest you can take from me.
So, Om Shanti. And we really want to thank Didi for hosting us here in Baba's home, even though the situation in the world is quite chaotic, right? So thank you, Didi, for having us in Baba's home. And also for all the wonderful precautions the Yagya is taking to keep us safe, and all the decisions that Didi is making to make sure that we are very protected in this place or in Pandav Bhavan. So we'd like to now ask the first timers to come up first and take your toli and blessing, so that we honor you being here in Baba's home for the first time.